Said, if you turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to read the first 10 verses, and the message is, how shall they hear? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 through 10. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. Now, this is an incredible story. So far as we know, Paul is the only one we have an account of a man that actually went to heaven. And he said in verse 3, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Now, the thing that struck me here was in verse 9, five words. And he said unto me, do you see that? And he said unto me. And so I would wonder this morning, what's he said to you? What's he said to you? What he said unto me. Paul said, he said unto me, and I speak these things, and I don't think anything about them. I'll have a conversation, and in conversation I go, and the Lord told me, and the Lord, and people look, and it never dawns on me that they're looking at me like incredulously, like, what? But it's a natural thing for God to say unto me. And so I'm wondering what he said unto you. Does he not say he calls his sheep by name and they hear his voice? Doesn't he? He says it. And yet we're so enthralled by the fact what he spoke to you. And Paul speaks it just as I'm speaking to you, as if you were sitting here. And he said unto me, the Bible says that Abram, he believed God. He believed him. And I spoke some last week. These things in the Bible, when I said, lean not to your own understanding, give no thought for the morrow, those aren't suggestions. It's not a book of suggestions. It's the Word of God. So I wonder, have you ever been exalted above measure in Christ Jesus? Folks, I'm speaking to people, all of you claim to know God. You wouldn't be here this morning. You claim to know God. And you claim to believe. Well, a believer hears and a believer does. That's what a believer is. But I fear that too often that who we really believe is us, the one in the mirror. And we follow that way that seems right to a man. But God says that way is death. And thus, we're told not to lean to our own understanding. And in truth, we do these things because is his grace not sufficient? Is that why? Is it just that his grace is not sufficient for us? You know, I've come to an age. I'm the eldest among us. I live 24 hours. I live these 24-hour segments, and every day is precious. Every 24 hours. We've got some sick among us. Lisa's sick this morning. She has no guarantee of tomorrow, nor do you and I, really. I mean, every 24 hours is precious to me. And I divide. I don't even look at weeks. I don't look at months. I don't look at years. I look at today, 24 hours. And I just live for that 24 hours. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, he said, not tomorrow, today. He said today, and I like the way in Hebrews chapter 3 they spell out today. And of such import is it that God said capital T-O and then a separate word, capital D-A-Y. He said today, if you'll hear his voice. And that's what Paul said. He said unto me. That's just an incredible thing. We read right past that. We look at him caught to the third heaven. We look at the thorn in the flesh. And we look at his great sufficient. But did you see? He said unto me. He spoke to me. He spoke to Paul. Are you not his sheep? Have you not stopped long enough today to listen to him? You know, in the morning hours, Melissa's got a place. I study on one side of the house in a room, and she studies on the other side of the house in a room. And I can hear Alexander Scorby. You probably don't know, most of you probably don't know who that is. He's an Englishman, and he recorded the King James Bible. They used his voice. It's very concise and clear. And I hear his voice coming from the back bedroom. And I hear him because she's back there, and he's reading the Word of God to her. So, when? Today. And did you know that today, right now, well, not right now, you're listening to me, you can play that thing on this little piece of plastic sitting in front of me. You can pick up this little piece of plastic and go to YouTube, and you can play the King James Bible. You can hear the Word of God on this little piece of plastic. The Word of God right here. But I'm going to guess that's not what you're using this little piece of plastic for. And you wonder why you don't hear from God. You see? The messages God gives me, I'm recording it right now. It's posted online. It's the Word of God. But you're not going to hear God unless you hear the word of it. It's a how shall they hear without a preacher? I used to travel in my work. I've always been a kind of, I like travel, and I travel all over the United States. And one time, there was a time, sometimes I'd travel by plane and sometimes by automobile. And I'll never forget, as I traveled by automobile, I'd play, back in the day, I'd play messages, cassette tapes. And I was listening to a message. I still remember the message. And I wrote on it, best. I somewhere back there in the cassettes, best message. And I'm listening to this message by Brother James on cassette tape. And I'm hauling down I-40. And I hear this. And God speaks to me on that tape. And I start shouting in the car. Now listen. Paul may have been caught up in the third heaven. Well, I was caught up on I-40. And I pulled that car over on the side of the road on I-40 between, I believe I was between Knoxville and Crossville, Tennessee. And I was westbound, and I jump out of the car, and I start running around the car shouting and dancing. Probably a good thing a trooper didn't come by. What are you, you know? And I'm hearing this word of God, and I'm enthralled, and I'm, you see? Well, how are you going to do that if you're not hearing the word of God? Exalted above measure. How are you going to be exalted above measure with what you're listening to? You see? And you're not listening because you don't believe God. I had a talk with Brother Robert this morning. We have We've created a natural God, and we have a supernatural God. And as supernatural as we think these phones and computers and airways are, that's nothing compared to our God. And so who we believe really is us. You believe you. You lean to your own understanding and your own cares and worries. Paul had cares and worries. He had a thorn in the flesh. But God told him, he said, God spoke unto me. And he said, my grace is sufficient. And so Paul said, now I've learned that in those things, like in sickness and infirmities, he said, that's when I hear God. And sometimes God knocks us down because we just won't listen any other way. And thus we don't hear from the Holy Ghost today. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 3. It's a great chapter. Hebrews chapter 3. We spoke of verse 3. No, we spoke of verse 7, didn't we? Yeah, verse 7 we read. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you hear his voice. I want you to look at verse 13. Do you see it? But exhort one another daily. When? While it is called today. Lest any of you should be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Are you hardened through the deceitfulness of sin? Has sin, see, sin controls your life. You've got some sin, you got something going on, and you can't hear from God. Now I'm going to tell you something, because I speak very frankly, and you're all like family. I love all of you. I haven't really spoken to any of you all week. I think I spoke with George once or twice, just for a few minutes. But I haven't really spoken to any of you all week. And I'm asking you, how's that possible? Did you not speak to others? How is that possible that you haven't spoken to the pastor? I'm asking you. Am I just your Sunday morning fix of religion? I mean, I'm not some untouchable preacher like some of these preachers of big churches. I'm just like you. And I haven't spoken to any of you. You know, I have people, Melissa will tell you, that I have people that check on me and my welfare every single day. Every day. And they don't go to our church. I don't know if they go to any church. But every day they check. When Brother James was alive, he was like my father in the Lord. He was my teacher. And I called him all the time. I don't ever remember him not having a word for me. Not ever. I've got a word for you, brother. Amen. Man, why wouldn't I want to call him? You know? And he said unto me, and he have a word. And I never called him, I didn't have pen and paper ready. I always had a pen and paper because he had a word for me. And I couldn't remember, so I wanted to write that thing down. You see, I wanted to record the wisdom that he had for me. You know, sometimes, and I told him this, he said, oh yeah, that's fine, brother. I had a recording machine. We had landlines then. And I would record the conversation and play those conversations back. You remember that? I'd play them back. Well, what's an elder for? What's a pastor for? What's a deacon for? What's a teacher for? What's a body for? What's an assembly for? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Well, I'm not going to go over it over and over again. I preached it till I blew in the face over the years. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 27. He said, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Do you see it? Boy, you're sure not very interested in your body. Look at verse 25 and 26. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members, now look, should have the same care one for another. We're not a body. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer. with it. Our one member be honored, and all the members rejoice with it. We're sure not very interested in our bodies. In our body, you might say. You don't know if I'm dead or alive until Sunday. How can that be? That's an enigma to me. I have no understanding of that at all. How can that be? Now, don't start calling and texting me all week, because I preached on this many years ago, and some of you got religious, and you call for a while. Of course, that goes away because it's not in you. It's made up, you see. And it didn't last. And it didn't last because of the body. Now, I'm gonna pick on the girl because I love the girl. I have a special relationship with the girl. The girl and I, we used to have wonderful spiritual conversations. I mean, I could sit with the girl and the Holy Ghost was in the midst, and it was glorious. And they were a real blessing and special time to me. Now, I said, used to be, okay? I'm not picking on her. Well, yeah, of course I always pick on her. But you know, husband, kids, family, housewife, mother, you know. But what about today? What about today? You see, I don't know or care about tomorrow. I don't. I don't care one thing about tomorrow. What about today? And I speak of the girl because the girl's a special lamb to me. And I want you others to hear that, because that's the way God intended it. And when it speaks of in the book of Luke, when he went and one got the one lost sheep and carried it on his shoulders, you see, I carried her on my shoulders back to the flock more than once. Because she's far more precious to me than any earthly relation. She's a sheep. And God gave me the privilege of being her shepherd. He gave me that privilege. And if you don't have understanding of that, then you're not going to understand anything I'm saying this morning. You go back to Hebrews 3 and verse 15. He said, while it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. So I'm asking you today, when's it going to be today for you? Tomorrow? I pray not. As old Ernest Tubbs said, E.T. said, tomorrow never comes. Hard to believe Ernest Tubbs had a prophecy. Tomorrow never comes. Today. Paul told these Corinthians, he said, if you read on in this chapter, he said, this is the third time I'm coming to you. The third time. Man, I've come to you, folks. I've come to you, brethren, far more than three. And he told them in the final chapter, chapter 13. He said, seek ye a proof of Christ speaking in me. That's what he said. Chapter 13 of 2 Corinthians. Seek ye a proof. Because if you don't have proof of Christ speaking in me, you got no business being here. And he said in Romans, how shall they hear? You remember what he said? A preacher. And he said unto me, a preacher. So what's your relationship with a preacher? And how shall you hear? How? It's got to come from the Word of God. And folks, it's time to quit playing church. I mean, truth is, I don't care. Look, I'm not playing church. If nobody ever shows up, I'm sitting here looking at the one I'm going to preach to every Sunday at a kitchen table. I've never stopped. For almost 35 years, I've never stopped. On a mountain in Tennessee, kitchen table, 5 years. I never stopped. I get a word, I preach it. If I just preach it to this machine and it goes on a piece of plastic, so be it. Amen. I preach it. You see, that's the way it works. That's the way it is. You don't stop being a mother. You don't stop being a husband. You don't stop being a wife. You don't stop being a son. You don't stop being a father. You don't stop. No matter what, you don't stop. So how shall you hear? And when shall you hear?